Hi, it's Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to all the staff and practice series. If someone's at home babysitting his children now, it's actually taught not to say babysitting your children, but you're watching your own children, and you want to learn, or you want to daven. You want to learn, you want to daven, and you have young children around who are in diapers. Now, if your child has a dirty diaper and it smells, so you're not allowed to learn and you're not allowed to daven. Obviously, you should change the diaper. But aside from your responsibility to change your child's diaper, it's usur, you know, it's forbidden to learn or to daven, to read Kriya Shema, in a place in which it has a bad smell from tzoa. But what if you don't smell anything from the diaper? You're not sure. Maybe the child does have a dirty diaper, but you don't smell anything. So is it okay to daven there? Is it okay to learn in the presence of your child? Perhaps you have to go check. You have to go smell your child, check the diaper to make sure that it's clean. So there are two different issues that have to be addressed. Number one is the question of what if it, in fact, is dirty? So there may be tzoa around. The Gemara in today's daf, Yuma daf Lamed, talks about tzoa bimkoma for a person about himself. Over here, we're talking about a baby, a child, someone else's tzoa, if there's tzoa in the room. So if the child's wearing diapers, wearing clothing, it's covered. So the halacha is that tzoa mechusa, if it's covered over, there's no problem. It's the Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim Simen Ayin Vav Sif Aleph. If the tzoa is covered, there's no problem of davening in the presence of that tzoa. In terms of proximity or seeing, even if you would see, even if it would be see-through, it wouldn't be a problem because it's covered over. But there's another issue of the smell. So as we said, if you actually smell, if there's a bad smell, of course you're not allowed to learn a daven there. But there's a halacha also, an interesting halacha, that if you're within 4 amas of where the smell ends, sometimes it could also be a problem. Now, if you have tzoa megula, if you have tzoa that's uncovered, so the smell may travel for a distance, you're not allowed to daven or learn within 4 amas of where it's possible to smell, even if currently you don't smell the tzoa. If you're within 4 amas of where you could smell, it's still a problem. And there's a discussion among the poskim whether that applies to tzoa mechusa as well. Do I say by covered tzoa that no, it only depends whether you actually smell it or not. And since over here you don't smell, there's no problem. Or do I say no, you have to make sure you're 4 amas away from where it would be possible to smell. So that's machlokas. So ideally you should be machmir for this machlokas. However, the question is, do you have to go check? Do I have to go check, go close to my baby to check whether it smells and only then be allowed to learn because I may be too close from where it smells? Poskim say that no, because over here it's a sveik sveika. It's really far-fetched. Maybe there's no tzoa in the first place, even if there is, it's a machlokas haposkim. And therefore, many poskim say that if the tzoa is covered, again, it has to be covered, and you don't smell, you're not obligated to go check in order to make sure your child doesn't have a dirty diaper and you're able to learn while watching your children.